This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين. فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I hope you had a great Eid, inshallah, with you and your family. And today, in the topic of the repentance, because we already know what we have to do. And there's a sign, the scholars say, that after Ramadan, what is your state? The status you are in before Ramadan and through Ramadan and after Ramadan is an indication of what you did in the month of Ramadan. Do you continue doing things that we talked about in Eid? We had some homework. Remember, we're not here to be entertained or just to drop a farida and move on. La wallahi. We said, al-ilmu hujjatun laka am alayk. Knowledge becomes a plea for you or against you. So, do we actually have al-ilm wa al-amal ma'an? Do we have knowledge and action together, the twins of faith? And we did have some homework. Now, it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala, whether you fulfill that promise or not. It's a pledge you made between you and Him. But you made an original pledge, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا. The scholar says he actually took an oath when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you witness. And he says, am I not your Lord? He says, bala, of course you are. We testify. So you don't come on judgment day, he says, I wish I knew. And then you have to understand that the pledge of allegiance is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Because we don't have anything else, second mode, that we'd be able to pass this pledge on to. But understanding that, knowing that the tawbah, there's the only way back. لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك. There is no other way except back to you, Allah. So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, if you notice, he didn't say, فَفِرُّوا مِنَ اللَّهِ. He says, flee back to Allah. Why? Because when you're afraid of someone, what do? You usually run away. I hope they don't come for you and says, bad boys, bad boys. That's not what I'm talking about here. But if you're afraid of someone in the back alley, you usually run away. Somebody coming up to you with a machete or a cop trying to do you, whatever it is, you try to run away. You've seen it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. If you're afraid of me, run back to me. Don't run away from me. Because when you're resurrected, you will be kal'abdul abiq. One of two. When you're resurrected, as if you're a slave that you ran away from the master and they finally caught you. How do you feel? You don't want to meet. Or you missed your family so much, you've been away for a long time on a journey and then you're coming back. Open arms, hala, hala, I miss you family. And that's the difference. Whether you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala in return, Allah would look forward to meeting you. That's what the hadith says. Aisha radiallahu anha in Bukhari. So this is not that. All of us are afraid of death. But it's not what it meant. That's not our topic today, but just to allude to it, says if you do well and you're looking forward to meet Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look forward because of your righteous deeds. You're not afraid to die anymore. You're looking forward to Judgment Day, to establish justice, the infinite justice, not the one that we heard about on social media. So you understand that you have a choice in this life, but you won't have a choice in the hereafter. So what is this tawbah all about? The scholars will tell you it's actually a gift from Allah. A gift, how is that so? You see, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prescribe tawbah upon us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, if there is no repentance, that means what? خَرْبَانَ خَرْبَانَ, I'm doomed anyway, man. There is no coming back. I might as well just do whatever it is, enjoy this life. خلاص, I'm going to hellfire anyway. So why should I repent? Because Allah does not erase the sins. Allah does not grant repentance and tawbah. So you know what that means? Let it all ride, man. Let's just have fun, man. Let's just enjoy it. Let's do whatever it is. Let's fornicate some more. Let's lie and steal. Let's rob and pour, all of that stuff. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens that gates of tawbah till when, ya Shaykh? I'll tell you among the six signs, according to Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi, till you know till when. If not, then this community, the whole bigger picture of the ummah would be chaotic. The whole world would be chaotic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the door open to repentance 24/7. There is no secretary. There is no secretary or secretar or secretor like you see somebody in the very high places. You have to make appointments, man. Hey, do you know, hey, dude, do you know somebody? I got to meet this guy. You have to have connections, network. You have to reserve in advance. Even bribe some people in order for you to get an appointment. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and Ali Bayt al-Atari wa sahabati ajma'in. What did he say? What's the distance between the heavens and the earth? If you were think logically, you would think, oh yeah, so many light years and all of that stuff. You know what he said? The distance between the heavens and the earth is da'watun mustajaba, an answered prayer. What is that? You say, Ya Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, labayk abdi. That's the distance between the heavens and the earth. Oh my Lord, yes my slave. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, he didn't say قُلْ, if they ask you about me, he didn't say tell them, he cut the middle man. فَا تَعْقِيب إِنِّي, he says, I am here. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان, he didn't say you have to go to somebody, to a person with a cloth, and you have to commit your sins, and you have to divulge your secrets, and you give us something, nothing like that, man. There is no middleman in Islam, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. It is a direct relationship between you and your maker. So what's holding you back? And that's exactly what this hadith in Sahih Bukhari says. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nations before you. Umam min qablikum. There was a man in nations before you. I'm sure you heard the hadith so many times. Killed 99 lives. And then all of a sudden, he wants to repent. So he goes to a devoted slave, servant like us. No knowledge. He just, you know, has a beard and a short thobe and a miswak and a kufi. Oh, this guy must know what he's doing. Yeah? You come in the masjid, look for somebody that has a gift. Oh, Shaykh, can you give me fatwa? Habibi, I don't know. That's what we do, right? We come in, look for somebody that looks like a sheikh. And all of a sudden, he becomes a milk sheikh. And then you have to give a fatwa. Now, because now you're embarrassed because the brothers are coming to ask for your help. And all of a sudden, you're on the hook. And if you say, I don't know, then you're embarrassed, right? And the more we want a way out, the more we raise you up. Like, you know, if you want something small, ya sheikh. Yeah. Or yadi ala, you know, or something, nothing. Doesn't matter. You want something small, quick fatwa, mashi hal yani. Easy, man. But if you want something bigger, ya maulana. Or you want something higher, you divorced your wife three times and you don't know what to do, ya mufti diyar. Yeah, they raise you up now, they pump you up, dude, because they want to get an answer from you. So he went to a servant, he says, I killed 99 lives. Hal li min tawba? Can I repent? He says, no. That's very not very smart. This is a serial killer coming to talk to you. This guy already told you, I killed 99 lives. An intellectual individual at least saves his, among the rukhas, you know, five reasons for sharia, maqasid sharia, hifd al-nafs ya sheikh. So he says, no, he killed them too. Easy. What's the difference? It's on sale now. 99, 100, what's the big deal? So he killed them, 100 now. He still wants to repent. So he goes to what? A scholar now, a alim. He goes, I killed 100. Halliya min tawbah? What did he say? He says, ma yahulu baynaka wa bayna tawbah. What's holding you back? And that's exactly the question we're asking ourselves. What's holding you back? Well, shaitan is released now, dude. You're on your own. So what's holding you back? You had a taste of it. So he says, what's holding you back? What's the next word? He says, intaliq. He didn't say idhab. The scholars will tell you, if the scholar says idhab, you know, go. There is procrastination. Or thumma, or something. He didn't say, there is time to do this. He says, intaliq. You know what intaliq is? Like the arrow comes out of the bow. Right away, haste, rush. No procrastination. Intaliq. إِلَى الْقَرْيَةَ الصَّالِحُ أَهْلُهَا. Al-qarya means a village. It denotes, or it's a connotation of the righteous environment. الصَّالِحُ أَهْلُهَا, the righteous company they're in, denotes the righteous company. And that's what you find in the masajid. And that's why you see these beautiful faces, the righteous people, with this lit face, those people that are alone with Allah during the night, when they put their forehead down in the last third of the night. That's why Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, so why is your face so lit? Because khalawna ma'allahi bil-layl. We were secluded with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. At night time, nobody else sees us except Allah. And that's why Allah gives you light during the day. But if you have sins during the day, you will not be able to do qiyamul layl. And if you don't have qiyamul layl, you will not have this beautiful layl. It's a gift that Allah gives you. And if you don't disobey Allah during the day, Allah will give you that gift during the night. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if you sin during the day, repent to me during the night, I will grant you repentance. And even if you sin during the night, repent me during the day, I will grant you repentance. Till when? Well, it's coming up. I'll give you the conditions, inshallah, before time. So the man says, intaliq ila al-qariya al-salihu ahluha. And that's when I tell the brothers and sisters all the time, you know, I don't feel it, ya Shaykh. I pray I don't have it, man. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't feel it, Shaykh. I don't have that khushu'. I don't have the beauty of the iman in my heart. I don't have the taste. How do you do it, man? There's no RX for this. You don't go to a doctor and says, dude, or maybe there's one. You know, the list is long. You can do something like, hey, first of all, ghudd al-basar, lower your gaze. When you read the Quran, Allah is talking to you. Do you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where your feet take you, your senses, what did they do? Did they obey Allah or disobey Allah? Because among the righteous, they used to say, Wallahi, ma khatawtu khatwa. By Allah, I have never taken a step, except I ask myself, is this step for the sake of Allah to obey Him or disobey Him? If this step was going to obey Allah, I take it. If this step was to take it to disobey Allah, I don't take it. What's your measuring stick? Is it halal or haram? Or what will people say? Is your urf, is your tradition stronger than your religion? Is the creation stronger than the creator? Well, you have to have measuring stick, ya Shaykh, in order for you to taste it. Because al-iman yazid wa yanqus. Your iman increases and decreases. And the scholars say there are three levels, by the way. Three levels. And I'll give you the proof in the Quran, inshallah. First, iman yazid wa yanqus. Iman la yazid wa la yanqus. Iman yazid wa la yanqus. There are three levels of iman. One that goes up and down, increases and decreases. That's us. Poor us. Yazidu bil ta'at wa yanqus bil ma'asi. It increases when you do righteous deeds. You'll feel it. And that's why your iman is strong in Ramadan. Simple. But when you start doing disobedience, what happens? The battery goes down, man. You see this guy? You know when you look at how many bars you have? Yeah, you know that the link to Allah is weak. The bars are going down. And the battery is depleted. How are you going to have this conversation with Allah when you pray? How do you receive any iman? How do you know that when you go to Mecca, is this your radar? That's the satellite. You get your signal of iman when you actually go toward Mecca. As if Mecca is your satellite. And everybody else goes towards with the heart to get the signal of your man to increase it again. Recharge. And that's what that does. That's when you recharge. So Iman yazid wa anqus us, up and down. Iman doesn't go up or down, that's the angels. Jubilu ala ta'a. They're created to obey. They don't disobey. Period. No choice. Iman yazid wa anqus, prophets and messengers. It goes up and doesn't go down. So now you know when you taste it or not. So we have some homework. But the time is running. And we will give you that after, inshallah, Jalsat al-Siraha. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those listening to speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَيَا فَوْزُ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. Understanding Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is most merciful. We said that you do one good deed is multiplied by 10 up to 700. You do one evil deed, it's not written until you do it. And if you stop for the fear of Allah, it becomes a good deed. And even if you do it, it's written as one. And if you repent, it becomes a good deed. So how do you go to the hellfire with this math? It had to be really bad. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad, O my slaves, O my servants, O my worshippers, those who exceeded the boundaries of the act of disobedience. Allah told you to do something, you didn't do it. Allah told you not to do it, you did it. Same with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've been a bad boy. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair of Allah's mercy. Inna tawkid, for sure, verily, no doubt. Inna Allah yaghfir al-dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins, with the exception of what? Inna Allah la yaghfir ayushraka bihi wa yaghfir ma duna dhalik liman yasha. Except shirk. If you die in the state of shirk, ascribing partners unto Allah, I can't help you. If you die in that state. But even if you did and you repent before that, here's your gift. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. There is the proof that I'm telling you, iman increases and goes down by your actions and deeds. Except the scholars say, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. What is istithna? Before that, in Surah Al-Furqan, under Ibadur Rahman, you'll find out that all of the bad deeds, really bad deeds, you can do your homework, go back in the Quran and read it. Before all these bad things, even killing an innocent person, and. Illa man taba, number one on the list. That's why we're talking about it before. Except those who repent. What happens? Taba wa amana, atf. What does that mean? Amana, believe. What does that? What is the formula? He says, the scholar says, now you have to repent first. You know what that means? You know you have a stain on your shirt? You know us, brothers, we can just put a perfume on. It smells good, man. Let's move on. Yeah? No, brothers, sisters, no. You have to. They have to wash it first. And that's what we're supposed to do. So, التخلية قبل التحلية. تخلية meaning purification. قبل التحلية, before beautification. That means you have to wash the sins first in order for you to add the perfume. You can't walk, you can't wear a dirty shirt, just put perfume on and you're good to go. La wallahi, itr will not help you then. So he says, illa man taba, first repentance. Then amana, because the repentance will increase your iman, your faith. And what is the proof of your faith? Wa amila amalan saliha, do righteous deeds. That's your formula. Okay, let's finish it off with faulaika, and then tell you how. Those are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yubaddil Allah sayyib hasanat. There are two opinions in the scholars, in the tafsir. First opinion is that all your sins you've done before, not just erased, it will be transformed into good deeds. The hadith says on judgment day, Allah will show you all the evil deeds you've done. And then all of a sudden, you know, don't worry, this is just between you and I. Nobody sees it. Now, well, angels turn it into good deeds. And the hadith says, now you remind, I used to do some more bad stuff because it's turning into good deeds. You're making a deal. So let's make a deal. But deal or no deal is going to be right here, dude. So let's seal the deal. The other opinion is, he says Allah Ta'ala will yubaddil, will exchange you going to bars. No, you'll become at the masajid. You're watching bad sites, you'll be watching good sites now. You've been listening to bad music and all of that, you'll be listening to Quran. And that's the tabdeel. You've been with the boys that you thought, hey dude, let's do some bar hopping, man. Let's burn some rubber. Come, my brother, pass it around, dude. It's legal now in Canada, Habibi. No, you'll be with the brothers that Wallahi, I remember the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this poor slave of Allah. I remember when I was to be with some, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then I remember going to my first Islamic wedding a long time ago. I remember the brothers have Quran in their pockets. They all raised it up. And this beautiful nasheed. This is Allahu ghayatuna, Allahu ghayatuna, wa rasuluna za'imuna rasuluna, qudwatuna, Qur'anuna dusturuna, Qur'anuna dusturuna, Qur'anuna shir'atuna. I'm not going to say the other abiyat because you won't see me again. But that's what the nasheed was all about. What you lived accordingly. And who you're with. These are the brothers and the raising the Quran and doing what they're saying, what they're saying. Or somebody else telling you something else. And now, what do you have to do, ya Sheikh? Well, according to the majority of the scholars, they will tell you first that iqla'. Stop doing what you're doing. القائم على الذنب والمستغفر كالمستهزئ بربه. You're making istighfar and you're watching. You're making mockery of Allah. Number one is stop. Number two is regret and remorse what you did. Don't boast about it. Number three, your intention never to go back to it. Even if you go in the future, but at this point you never do it. This is between you and Allah. But if it's between you and a human being, there's another one. رد الحقوق. Go back. رد المظالم. Finish. Go back with that, give it back the rights before they come and take everything from you on Judgment Day. Take your good deeds that you worked so hard for. Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah, he says one before, one after. One before says has been time. What time? Before you die. Or before the sun rises from the west. What is the last? This is the, he says, do it before you have to do it. In the beginning, do it before you have to do it. What does that mean? You do it. If you don't stop drinking alcohol and doing drugs, man, you're going to die. The doctor says, okay, tubna ila Allah. I repent. I believe. I'm healed. I see the light. Or in the end, before you die or the sun rises. That's the six. And that's the reward for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Jannah waiting for you, ya Sheikh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawbah. Sheikh bin Baz, rahmatullah alayh, gives you three dua. He says, do not finish any salah except you these dua. Please remember them. He says, Allahumma inni as'aluka husna al-khatima wa tawba al-nasuha qabla al-mamat ya muqallib al-qulub al-absar thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Sheikh bin Baz rahmatullah alayhi says, every prayer, don't finish unless you say, oh Allah, give me a good ending, because there's no coming back. There's no recovery. And tawbah that's comprehensive, sincere, accepted. At-tawba al-nasuha, which gives you nasiha. Yeah, tawba al-nasuha tells you, how you do that, man? You just said this. Come back. And he says, يا مقلب القلوب والصلاة ثبت قلبي على دينك آمين وأخذ دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام على آله وصحبه والتابعين. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us apprentice before we die, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good ending, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our last words to be la ilaha illallah, our best of actions indeed, the last of actions and deeds, and the best days will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. آمين وأخذ دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام على آله وصحبه والتابعين وأقم الصلاة.